here with Tara Lee, the Fremont Area Chamber. Welcome.
Good morning. I have to say, though, last time it was a Would You Rather Wednesday, you promised me we could do it, and then we ran out of time.
We said, oh,
yep.
So I
teased. Maybe we should start with it. No, I'm just kidding.
If you want, we can.
Just kidding. I know we'll have plenty of time.
We better introduce our new people.
I am super excited to introduce our guests today. These are the newest hires at the Fremont Area Chamber of Commerce. They started on Monday. So a lot of you knew that we lost our Director of Membership and Development. And so now we're very blessed to have Christine Torres joining us in that position.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah,
and
welcome.
At the same time, our Director of Communications and Marketing left. So, you know, why not? Everybody just leave at the same time. So super, super lucky. Madison Ike has joined us. She's a recent Midland grad and is going to be just amazing in the position. So
Hello, good morning.
Look out, world. Nice, the Fremont Chamber is going to be the best ever right now.
I know.
Power
this
team.
Is good. Yeah, it is.
Very exciting. So I know, Christine, if you want to start and just tell folks a little bit about your past.
So I'm coming over from the Norfolk Area Chamber of Commerce, where I did events. Oktoberfest that draws in about 10,000 people yearly.
Whoa.
Big event.
Big event. The annual banquet is a big one out there, golf, so big, big events. So, but I'm super happy to be here.
Yeah, so how long were you there?
I was there for a year and a half, and then prior to that, I was at the Bridge here in town.
Oh,
I also did some call center work and was doing that for a while, and that was remote. Lots of travel, so I was like, let's settle down.
yeah. So what was your favorite part of working for the Norfolk Chamber?
The events. Just seeing them, like putting them on together was crazy, and it was months and months of planning. So I was planning the Oktoberfest 2 months ago. Just seeing it all together, seeing people happy with a drink in hand and telling me thank you at the end of the night. That was great. And that is a two-day event, so.
Oh, it is. Okay.
A lot of work there.
Lots of work.
To think about that for next year.
True. Huh? Steal some more ideas. It's very good.
Yeah, for sure.
I thought you would say your favorite part was going to conferences and getting to see me.
This is true. It was.
Yeah.
That was a part of it.
That was number two. Okay, perfect.
So any family?
Yes. My husband works at LPP. I have a 15-year-old and an 8-year-old. They go to GACC in West Point.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good deal. All right. Yeah. Well, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Madison Ike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Perfect. So I am a recent Midland University graduate. I graduated in May with a major in digital marketing as well as general business with minors in psychology and sociology. And I've said this all week, but free time is really not a part of my life. So I'm excited.
Did you get that done in 4 years, too? That's a lot.
I did get that done in four years. That's a lot of majors and minors.
Really,
I did start out as a teaching major and then a psychology major. And, well, that didn't work out. So we ended up where we were. But yes, I loved my time at Midland. I was also part of the dance team there and student senate president for a year. So,
Good deal.
Previously, I was a social media manager for Nebraska Crossing. I started there in December, and now I'm here with this opportunity. So,
Good. All right. Well, nice to have you here.
Yes.
Do you have family ties here, or where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Papillion. So I grew up there. I went to Papillion-La Vista South High School and then found Midland, went there. But I do currently live with my fiance, two roommates that I danced with, and three cats and a dog. So only two of them are ours. So yes, it's a zoo. You can come over.
And she's getting married in October.
I am getting married in October. Yes.
Her fiance also went to Midland.
Yes. He played hockey and couldn't tell you what he actually graduated with, but he did just finish his MBA in business from Midland as well. So.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Well, nice family to have you here. That's awesome. Yeah. And as Tara said in our meeting on Monday, you have a lot of experience with the social media, as you said, and that's really going to help out the chamber. I know it is.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. We're also going to take advantage of some of her graphic design skills. So if you're a member and you're listening, we're happy to put together flyers that not just to use for the chamber information, but for you to use at your business and just add another benefit that we really haven't been able to do the last couple of years. So, or we haven't taken advantage of the last couple of years.
If you need pictures as well, I'm also a photographer. So,
oh,
yeah. Like that, I can help out with that as well. So,
She took our headshots yesterday. It was very exciting. We had a little photo shoot in the alley across from the chamber.
That's where we did our family. Yeah, we did our family photos in the alley there, too.
That's right, you did.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah. Popular spot for photos.
It is. Works out really well. So I can tell you're excited about this.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, we're so lucky. You know, it's such a hard hiring time right now, and I could not have picked two people that will be better for the position. So super excited to see everything they're going to do. In the first 2 days, I'm like, these projects I thought were going to take you a week, and you're done with it. So, all right, let's add more on. And we've been looking to build on the chamber and do more anyway. So it'll be great to do that right now with these guys helping us out.
Yeah, and I think with Christine, you'll probably have some good ideas you bring from Norfolk, things you've been you were doing up there to help out. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of smaller businesses, a lot of large people too, but those small business people, that's where you really work hard to try and help them out.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. Christine is also bilingual, so that will be fantastic for the chamber as we have more Hispanic businesses open up across Fremont. She'll be able to communicate with them and find out what their needs are and help us better.
That was another thing that I was doing out there was the Hispanic Council, and that was a big thing.
It's that's
so big. I'd love to do that here, and I have some connections here, so it'll be nice to get that going.
Yeah, with the Hispanic Festival coming up here real soon.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. September 10th, I believe.
And we had a great turnout the first time we had it. It was freezing cold, but my gosh. It turned out really well.
Probably will not be the case this year. Yeah, it'll be just like John C. Fremont Day. It's probably one of the hottest days of the year. But that's all right. We'll take it.
Definitely.
Christine, you want to talk a little bit about what you'll be doing as the membership director?
So I will be working on memberships. I will try to recruit. I'm already on a couple of phone calls and a couple of visits. I do still have a good connection here, so I'm reaching out to those that I have in the bilingual world to say, hey, let's recruit these Hispanic chamber members and chamber members in general. So I've already done that, hit the ground running on that.
Yes,
so
that's
exciting.
Well, even board members for the Fremont Area Chamber, it'd be nice to have some Hispanic members in there, too.
Yeah, and I'd love to even for the diplomats to bring in some of the people that can help.
Definitely.
Yeah, and let them realize, you know, even with ChamberNet, to be a part of that makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Yeah. Madison, again, maybe just review what you'll be doing.
Of course. So as the Director of Communications and Marketing, I'm going to be doing a lot of communicating with chamber members as well as just throughout the community. I'm doing a lot with marketing because that is my strong suit. So I think yesterday I did two things to like sort of rebrand the commerce a little bit. The chamber commerce. So I did that, and then as well just helping out with any type of marketing through any member. Like Tara said earlier, doing like flyers and things like that, even if it's not for Chamber News, but for their businesses. So.
Well, and one of the great benefits, just being a member, there's a pretty big email list there of businesses, right?
There is. Yeah, it's over 2,000 people that would get the email every Monday. And then if you have an e-blast to send out, depending on your level, you can hit that out to everybody as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Very good. Events that are coming up.
Yeah, so a little slow again, sorry, but we are on
it's
August.
That time.
It is. Like, July is so hard because everybody's on vacation and doing everything else. But August 5th, we are having a chamber coffee. That one's at Fremont Public Schools, where we welcome all the new teachers. So hard to believe we're talking start of school already, but it is right around the corner. Sorry, all teachers. but yeah, come out to that. It's always a great one. It's at the Fremont Admin Building, and you get to meet, I think there's like 25 new teachers this year. So come out and meet them and enjoy the time there. Also need to talk up Leadership Fremont because those applications are live on the website. Phenomenal program. I know a number of people in Fremont have gone through the classes over the past couple years it's been in existence. But if you have a teammate who has not yet, please go to our website, fremontne.org, and get them signed up. The application's right on the homepage. You can click on it. So join us for that. And then, of course, we've got Chip In for the Chamber coming up.
Yep.
Teams are full. But if you want to sponsor a hole, I've got one left. Your last opportunity to be part of the best golf tournament of the year. So that's September 2nd out at North Bend Golf Course. And last but not least, it's not till September, but we are doing the business fair at Fremont High again this year. Mm-hmm. All of the local schools around the community and the smaller schools come to Fremont for that. So it's a chance to meet over 1,000 high school students and get the word out about your company. So if you want to participate in that, you can call the office or go to our website again. Phone number is 402-721-2641.
All right. Thank you. Ready to
do
play?
We have time?
A little Would You Rather Wednesday?
Yes!
Okay. Here's the first one. Would you rather walk on the moon or have $1 million?
$1 million, hands down.
Christine?
$1 million.
Am I getting stuck on the moon?
No, you're not stuck
you're
on the moon.
You're just walking.
Okay, then $1 million.
Madison?
I'm also $1 million.
$1 million, yes. Yeah. Me too. I'm $1 million. Okay, would you rather sit with a resting lion for 10 minutes or run across a hungry alligator's back?
Well, my husband's a University of Florida grad, so I'm going to say go Gators. I'm going to do that gator.
Run across the gator.
Oh.
I'm going to hang out with a lion. I mean, truly, they are just big cats. I mean, I have one.
You have one, yes.
You're the cat whisperer.
Yes.
So
good
fine.
With yes. cats. Yes. I'm going to do the gator also.
All right.
So. Would you rather have your grandmother's hairstyle or Oof. First name?
I love you, Grandma. I'm going with Grandma Millie because I would make a really good Millie Lee. That would be a good little cute name.
Oh, that would be a good name. Yeah. Mine would be.
Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Let's see. My grandmother was Adeline.
That would be interesting for you.
Or Ruth. Like, Ruth's a good one. Yep. So I kind of like that name.
Or like
yeah.
both Addie Ruth.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I would not like my grandmother's hairstyle. So I will take her name. So, Makaria, thank you.
I would go with name as well, Margaret or Bonnie. There's two different
colors. Oh, those are good.
So,
yeah.
Go by Meg or Bon, you know.
Yeah. There you go. Mama.
Change it up.
Yeah. This one would be more for women. Would you rather have your first child when you are 18 years old or when you are 40 years old?
Oof.
I mean, I know my answer. I would be 40, not 18.
I would probably be 40 as well, but man, that'd be hard having a baby right now.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I'm 40. I'm only 29.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
I would say 18. I want to be a young mom.
All right.
Yeah. There we go.
Very good.
Okay. Last one. Would you rather get caught eating a booger or scratching somewhere below your belt?
None of the above.
I know nobody's going to answer this. No, I'm not going to answer that one.
We're too classy for either of those.
Plead the fifth on
that's
that
right.
one. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Nice
thank
to see
you
again, Christine and Madison. And, of course, you, Tara Lee.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it as we wrap up our chamber chat this morning.